This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The city of Eureka and the Weah tribe are expected to bring forward a memorandum of agreement at the July 18th City Council meeting as talks continue regarding a transfer of city-owned property on Indian Island. Since 2015, the Weah tribe and city officials have been in talks related to the transfer of Indian Island property, which is considered a ceremonial center to the tribe, and it's also considered of historical and cultural significance. The transfer wouldn't impact private property owners on the island, and both parties are working through a number of legal issues in order to make the transfer happen. On Monday, Humboldt County officials announced that they sent a letter to the state legislature displaying strong opposition against Assembly Bill 1250, a bill that would hinder the ability for a county to contract with community-based organizations, nonprofits, and private local businesses to provide services. Supervisor Virginia Bass said that the constraints contained within the bill would jeopardize Humboldt's ability to provide vital services for the county's most vulnerable, including healthcare, social services, mental health, and public safety. Advocates of the bill argue that it wouldn't limit counties from contracting with non-government groups. Assembly Bill 1250 has already passed the Assembly, and it will be heard in the Senate Governance and Finance Committee tomorrow. Officials with the County Department of Public Works is inviting the public to take part in an online clean boating quiz in an effort to limit the pollution of waterways that comes with boating practices. Those interested can find the quiz on the county website, and it will test on information such as the proper disposal of boat-related pollution, rules and regulations, as well as environmental tips. The quiz will be available through August 20th. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is investigating a wakeboarding accident at Ruth Lake on Sunday that claimed the life of an Arcata resident. The Sheriff's Office responded to the dock at Ruth Lake after the victim became unresponsive following a wakeboarding accident Sunday afternoon. Medical personnel attempted life-saving efforts on the victim, however, attempts were unsuccessful, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. On Monday, the Sheriff's Office identified the victim as 38-year-old John William Veo. Residents are warned that culvert replacement at Bell Springs Road has been rescheduled and instead will begin next Monday the 10th and will run through the 12th. Road work was scheduled for tomorrow through Friday, but it has been moved to next week and the road will be closed July 10th from 7 a.m. to noon. Control traffic will also be in effect from the 10th through the 12th. Eureka police arrested another suspect in connection with the Betty Chen burglary that took place at a Eureka warehouse last week. Police arrested 32-year-old transient Jade Earl, and in addition, police located more stolen property from the burglary. Police previously arrested 22-year-old Brittany Johnson, 49-year-old Daniel Gurley, as well as Dakota McGovern, all in connection with the burglary. Not all of the stolen property has been recovered, and supporters started a GoFundMe page for the local philanthropist. Those interested in making a donation can search for the Betty Chen Replenishing Supplies page to donate. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Friday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released a press release announcing that Sheriff Bill Hansel started an investigation into the current and past practices of the Public Administrator's Office. The investigation relates to the disposal of property under a formal or summary probate case, and that property being sold to past and current county employees. The time frame of the investigation stretches from before the Sheriff's Office transition in 2015 until now, and a joint investigation will be conducted by Sheriff Hansel, District Attorney Maggie Fleming, as well as an outside independent investigator. Additional information by the Sheriff's Office and the DA's office will be provided within the month. Residents along the northern coast of California are reminded that law enforcement will be out in maximum enforcement on county roadways today for the 4th of July. Law enforcement will focus on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from roadways, and residents are advised to plan ahead and to avoid getting behind the wheel of a vehicle if you plan on consuming alcohol. Residents who are headed on Highway 36 this week are reminded that a Federal Highway Administration project will run all of this week. Crews will be performing maintenance and expansion, and motorists should anticipate up to 30-minute delays from mile marker 36 to mile marker 40. The roadway will be closed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day until Friday. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.